Biographies, stories of wisdom, and adventures in life. I could see the people who knew high school was fake, or at least trouble. All the principals knew, and the English teacher knew. The English teacher tried to pass on a message. He didn't care about anything but that message. The message was, "The choices we make dictate the life we lead. To thine own self be true." The third principal put up an experimental class to try to get a read on us. I was the control sample. That was the semester I dropped out. Whoops. I'm not 100% sure he became a principal. Someone who had his last name was a principal a few years ago. But yeah, having your control sample drop out is good data, and I hope he used it. He had another message. It was up on a poster in his class. "Wherever you go, there you are." This message means that you can't run away or move somewhere or escape something. That the change must come from within. The reason I ended up as the control sample was because the news class teacher, and let me just say that to this day I don't know what a news class is, because he was unstable, presumably attempting to be funny. I'm 95% sure he licked his finger and put it in one of the sleeping students' ears. Ew! I needed to leave that class because it was so creepy to me. I don't remember what my plan was, but I was exploring the school corridors when the experimental class teacher grabbed me. He didn't know I realized that I was a control sample. The class would always open up by asking the students how they really felt. And the teacher said not to say "I'm fine" because that meant effed up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. So the kids would talk about their lives. The assistant psychologist would scribble things out in the corner. These were real feelings, real concerns, real experiences. But there was a problem with what the teachers were trying to do. And they were getting corrupted feedback from us as a result of the problem. Sanara Taylor has this heartbreaking, powerful, gut-wrenching, screaming work of art that brings me to tears every time I think about it. That perfectly captures why they were getting shit data from us. It's part of her Factory Farms set, entitled Chicken Truck. So we were reporting how we were doing relative to the world that we knew. And the world we knew in high school was pretty sad. In order to report how we were really doing in school and in life, we needed to know more about real life and about the future that we were heading towards. At the very least, we needed to make weekly trips to the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Detroit Historical Museum, the Detroit Zoo, Michigan Science Center, Belle Isle Park, and even ride the People Mover. We needed to be at every performance of the Michigan Opera and Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and never ever miss a show at the DIA. And the most important thing we needed was a plan out of poverty, meaning we needed to help with building our companies so that we wouldn't have to work for somebody else. In case this is somehow too new or too unrealistic, please, please realize that the first company the class would have co-founded together was going to take care of getting students to visit all those places and more. Travel is a big deal when you are learning about the world. We'd have lectures all around the city, if not state. Instead, we were just reporting how we were doing in Sonora's chicken truck. Really, we were fine. High school is our first real problem, and not letting it crush us is our first battle against invisible prison walls. We can push the walls back well enough, but we can't see what is outside. That is so crazy to me. We couldn't answer how we were doing any more than a person who spent his life in a freaking cubicle could. I think we need to be more cautious about letting other people convince us that they have all the answers. And we need to keep in mind that some people will not be aware that they are hurting us. This is probably what "Road to Hell is Paved with Good Intentions" really means. People being tricked into thinking they are helping. It may not be safe to believe that schools are going to make the future certain for us. And in military, the recruiter always lies. I think that's part of the sick joke. There will be no Charger, no Camaro. What you sometimes get is being scared of fireworks for the rest of your life. In science or medicine, even if we set aside the 400,000 yearly deaths from medical errors, getting into science does nothing for mental health, wisdom, and greatness. If schools try to help us for real, co-founding businesses and constantly reading beautiful biographies would be the first and foremost. And that is what we need to do. Set aside the stupid ideas of grades and diploma, which is made worthless by schools forcing us to memorize like little actors, duh. And we need to focus on building companies instead of working for them. You can still have your medical career, but here you will no longer be discarded when they realize that you can be replaced with two cheaper and younger employees. You can still be a scientist. Find your own co-founders. Get investors to help you build powerful and modern laboratories. But above all, our education needs to be real. I know you are in a chicken truck on this one. It's hard to know what real education is, but we can get past this by reading biographies. Biographies, or adventure books, are something else. Real people, real lives, real struggles, and my goodness, real wisdom. You get to inherit other people's lives. The word biography only sounds boring. Biographies are stories of adventure. Adventure in real life. You should absolutely start with the stories that interest you. The whole point is to become inspired and a little bit wiser to start. The books that people adore and always talk about, that seem uninteresting to you, or maybe seem too hard to read, are actually things you leave for later. Some books may seem confusing the first time you listen to them, but that is only because you are reaching too far. Your on-ramp is too steep. For example, before you start reading philosophy, you should read about the philosophers and then about the work that you are trying to read. Or before you get to Shakespeare, you should read everything about him and then study guides about his books. And kind of like him as a person even, or persons as the case may be. Understanding life is so important, and it will absolutely help you see where to go next. Biographies or stories of wisdom and adventure in life, as they should be called, are probably the best way to look outside of high school, outside of all the cages in life even. I know we are all extremely intelligent, that we can learn anything, and before we know it, we start becoming wise. Learning for real is all about going at your own pace and learning in a sequence that fits what you already know, that fits you best. Wisdom is about thinking of new solutions to new problems that you've never faced before, by subtle analogy to the things that you do know, to the things that you have learned from wise beings. And then, beyond knowledge and wisdom, is greatness. Most of the books worth reading will be written by great beings. Great beings are the people that change the world for better. They are the true force that drives the advancement of humankind. And I think, I believe, and I want you to believe me when I say it, that we are each meant to become a great being. That is the highest height that we can achieve.